Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting third. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lenny DiNardo. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The DH, Jeff Cirillo. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Yuan Santana. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DiNardo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castillo moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a line drive towards short. Crosby catches it and steps on second to double up Castillo. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cuttier takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to third. Cuttier moves to second. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Swisher. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Castillo moves to third. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off DiNardo, and towards Crosby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo scores. Bartlett moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. Mauer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ellis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Punto is 0-1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Crosby. Hunter moves to third. Punto moves to second. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Castillo is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hunter scores. Punto scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bartlett is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Crosby is 0-1 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Stewart is 0-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mauer is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer bunts in front of the plate. Kendall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cuttier is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morneau is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis catches it and throws to second with Crosby covering, to double up Cuttier. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Keelty is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kust is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kust strikes out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher is 0-2 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez is 0-2 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Kiko Calero now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hunter is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kubel is 0-2 in the game. Cubel takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cubel moves to second. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swisher who is chasing the ball. Cirillo reaches third base with a triple. Cubel scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cirillo tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Neshek now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Punto. Kendall moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Punto fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keelty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keelty hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Colby Lewis now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo is hit by the pitch. Hunter moves to second. Lou Ford pinch runs for Jeff Cirillo. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Punto strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Hunter moves to third. Ford moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bartlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nathan now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Crosby moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Crosby scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.